There's a tshuva in Igros Moshe discussing the topic of Tzar Bali Chaim. And the tshuva is discussing when you're allowed to kill an animal or an insect, if it's bothering you. And after Rav Moshe discusses the halacha, when it's mutter, when it's not, Rav Moshe writes, there's something that he wants to say, Shaloi Matsasi Berishayne Achron, on any Pesach. He says something on his own. He says, even when it's permitted to kill an insect or an animal that's bothering you, he says, Nira Loimar, that you shouldn't kill it with your own hands. It's better to set up a trap and let it get caught in the trap and die over there, and not to kill it with your own hands. And Rav Moshe bases his psak on Baruch Chaim HaKadosh in this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, we have the Inyan of Ir HaNidachas, where there was a year that people from the city convinced everyone to be Oved Avodah Zarah. And the din is that you kill out the whole city and you burn all the context of the city. And that's the halacha of Ir HaNidachas. And at the end of the psukim in the parsha of Ir HaNidachas, the Torah says, Hashem says, I will give you rachamim v'richamcha, and I'll have rachmonis, I'll have compassion on you. Baruch Chaim HaKadosh says, what does it mean, v'nosam l'cha rachmim? What is this statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying after Ir HaNidachas? It says Baruch Chaim HaKadosh that when there's a mitzvah to kill out the Ir HaNidachas, even though doing that is a kiyum of a mitzvah, and that's what the Torah wants, and Jochea Darki Noyam, and really whatever the Torah says is considered Darki Noyam, but Lemaisa, the act of killing out all the members of the city and burning it down, is an act of achzorius. It's an act of cruelty. And when a person does an act of cruelty, of achzorius, even for the best reasons, there's a chash that the teva and the midah of achzorius will be absorbed inside of him. So memela, there was a danger after being mekayim the mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas, maybe that would have a negative effect on the people who fulfilled the mitzvah, that they'll get a midah of achzorius and they'll become cruel in other areas of their life. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about that. V'nosan l'cha rachmim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a bracha of rachmim to go against and to uproot that teva of achzorius that will come from the mitzvah of killing out the Ir HaNidachas. And the Archaim Kodesh says, like he spoke to the kat hameratzchim, that means the executioners of the Yishmaelim, of the Arabs who used to fulfill the ratzon of their king to kill whoever needs to be killed. He says originally when they started, it wasn't so comfortable for them to be killing people. But as time went on, they started killing b'cheshek gadol. They started enjoying it. That the midah of achzoris became so much a part of them, they started enjoying the killing. And that was a danger that chas v'shalom happened also to those who are mekayim the mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas. And because of that, there's a special bracha of anasin l'cha rachmim. Hashem says, I'll give you rachmim v'richamcha. And the Rechaim HaKadosh adds, and once I give you rachmim and you become rachmanim v'richamcha, I could be merachim on you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only be merachim on somebody whose teva, his own teva, is midah v'rachmanus. The chasarin of somebody behaving with midas achzarius is not just because it's a bad midah, that's itself terrible. But because of that, Hashem can't be merachim on him. Hashem will only be merachim on a person if he himself is a rachman. So Hashem says, v'nosan l'cha rachmim, I'll give you the midas rachmanus to uproot the midas achzarius that comes from the mitzvah of Ir HaNidachas, v'richamcha, and b'meila, I'll be able to have rachmanus on you. So says Rav Moshe, Nira Loimar, that it's the same thing with killing an insect or killing an animal, killing a mice, a mouse, instead of you doing it biadayim, which even though it's mutter, there's no isra of tzar bali chayim, it's bothering you, but doing it biadayim could possibly create within the person a midah of achzorius. So says the Moshe, it's better to set up a trap and catch the animal than doing it biadayim, in order not to be moiled the inyan of achzorius in the nature of the person. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says in Igros Moshe. This idea is the famous concept of the Mesillas Yesharim that says a pu'ula hachitzoina is ma'ir the pnimius. The Mesillas Yesharim discusses legabe zrizus, doing a mitzvah bezrizus with cheshek, with interest, and he says really the ability to do a mitzvah bezrizus comes from an inner cheshek. If you have an inner desire and an inner drive and motivation to do the right thing, so you'll end up doing it bezrizus. You'll do it quickly and you'll do it right away. But someone has no inner motivation and is just doing it because he has to do it, so b'meila he'll schlep, and the midah bezrizus won't be there. And that's the way it is. But says the Mesillas Yesharim, if a person feels that he doesn't have the inner motivation, he doesn't have the inner cheshek, so what's he supposed to do? He says, there's an eitzah. Go through the motions, bizrizus, as if you had the cheshek inside. You don't have the cheshek, but go through the motions, do it, bizrizus, and then the pu'ula hachitzayna of the zrizus in the physical act will be ma'ir the pnimius and will create the shayrish of the midah of zrizus inside his heart. And he says it's the opposite way also. If you have a person who is motivated, he has cheshek, he has the inner midah of zrizus, but when it comes down to it, l'maisa, he does things lethargic and he does things slow and he does things in a lazy, delaying, procrastinating way. So if he does that, so that will extinguish the inner cheshek that he has inside of him. So that's the importance of the pu'ula chitzoinus, which is ma'ir the pnimius. There's another Rav Moshe Feinstein in a different sefer in Darash Moshe that also speaks about this topic in Parshas Matos, when we have the Melchemes Midyan, that Klal Yisrael went out to fight with Midyan because of the Averas that they caused to Klal Yisrael. So it says, Vayikhu Eskol HaShalol, they brought all the booty from the Melchama, Veskol HaMilkoyach, and they brought everything, Vayaviyu El Moshe. They brought all of it to Moshe. Rashi says, what does it say, Vayaviyu Eskol HaShalol? Malame to teach you, they didn't steal anything. Very often, in a war, soldiers would take some of what they find for themselves. And over here, it's coming to be malamed on the tzitkus of the army of Klal Yisrael, that they brought everything to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikhu es kol ha-shalom. And they weren't even on the isser of stealing from the shalom that had to be distributed in the way that Hashem wanted. So Moshe asks, it's obvious that they didn't steal. This was a Melchemes Mitzvah. Who goes out to a Melchemes Mitzvah? Only tzaddikim. Mi ayare v'racha levav yelech v'yashuv leveisai. Chazal say, someone who's yare afilu from avera kala shebiyodai. Even someone who has a small avera, he's choyze me'orchei ha'melchama. He goes back, he can't be loichem in a melchemes mitzvah, he can't fight. Only the people who are tzaddikim and pure, without even an avera kala, they're the ones who go. So obviously, they're not going to be over on the isra of gzela and stealing from the shalom and the malkoyach. Says Rav Moshe, the answer is, of course, before they went to the Muhammad, they were tzaddikim. But what they do during the Muhammad, there was a war. There was killing. There was stealing. There was taking the shalom, which is mutter in the Muhammad. But the act of taking other people's things could be moiled within the soldiers, the lack of sensitivity towards Gzela. So before the Muhammad, they were big tzaddikim. But after the Muhammad, after going through this whole thing, they still remained with their good midas, they still remained with their tzidkas. That's what the pasuk is saying. Vayu as kolah sholo. In this milchama, they weren't affected b'chlal. They weren't affected by any of the acts of war that were done, the stealing, the killing. Nothing affected them, and they managed to bring everything. They managed to stay pure and bring everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the inyan of the same thing, of that the chitzonius, the even though they were tzaddikim when they went, and the pula that they did is what they had to do. The fighting in the war is what they were mechuyev to do. It was a mitzvah. But nevertheless, the act itself has danger of being mashpia on a person in the negative way, because the pu'ula hachitzonius is ma'ayr the panimius, like the Mesil Sesharim says. It's very important to note when you're discussing this topic. It's true that the Mesil Sesharim says that when a person does a pu'ula chitzoni, it could be ma'ayr the panimi in the positive and in the negative. And that really would tell us that if a person spends most of his day doing positive pu'ulas, it would be able to be mashpia on his pnimius, that it should improve his pnimius and purify his pnimius also, even if he's not holding there. But the pu'ulas of Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed that he does throughout his day should have that proper hashpah, and Baruch Hashem it does. But sometimes we find situations where, no, there is a person who is busy doing and has a lot of pu'ula chitzonis, a lot of external acts of good, and his pnimius is not always there. And sometimes we see, unfortunately, the pnimius revealed in a very negative way. How could it be? If the pu'ula chitzonis is ma'or the pnimius, so how could it be you could find this contradiction between a person's external behavior and the pnimius that doesn't always fit with the behavior that he's performing externally? So the answer is because when the Mesil Sesharim says that the chitzonius is ma'ir the pnimius, the mashal is when you have a little spark, right, which is not on fire. If you take a fan and you fan the spark, it will turn into a flame. But if there is no spark and you just fan a piece of wood that has no spark, you could fan from today to tomorrow. The spark won't ignite into a fire. When it says that the pu'ula chitzonius is ma'ir the pnimius, that means a person has the pnimius. He has the spark. It's not on fire. It's not having the right effect on him. But the spark is there. So then the pu'ula chitzonius will serve as a fan in order to ignite the spark, and the good will come out like a fire. But if somebody's pu'ula chitzonius is where it begins and ends, there's no spark that it's fanning. It's just the fan without the spark. Then it's not going to help. So, yes, we do have to concentrate on our pu'ula chitzonius to make a big emphasis of that, even though we're not holding there fully in the pnimius. The pu'ula chitzonius is extremely important, but that can't be on the cheshbon of at least the spark of pnimius. The spark of pnimius we have to develop with inside ourselves, and then the pu'ula chitzonius could be ma'ir the pnimius.